Welcome back, everybody, to another episode, and actually the first episode of the Nothing Catchy podcast for the season of 2022. This podcast is a league podcast. I am joining a brand new league with a bunch of people that I actually don't know. I know one guy out of there, Jake Prosser. Jake will be joining the podcast here weekly as we go about it. Before I get too far into it, I just want to remind everybody in the league that the draft is this Sunday, this coming Sunday, September 4 at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time, or if you're in the Central, it's going to be 8:30 p.m. So again, this Sunday, September 4th, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard or 8:30 Central is the NFL draft. And I hear that this is going to be a competitive league. I don't know, you guys. You might be competitive. You might not be. We may be just having fun. Either way, I hope we have fun, regardless of how competitive it is. Right now, for anybody who's actually listening to this who is not in our league, this is going to be an 8-team league. We are still working on the name of the league. I know there's been some names tossed around. It was really kind of funny in this group chat. We had House of Ducci. That's a classy one, kind of sophisticated. Comes to you from Doug. Doug brought that one in. Jared had a pretty funny one that I actually like. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, obviously. So, you know, maybe we should go with that one. I also found Believe All Watsons pretty funny. That was another good one. Regardless of what we naming the league, it will be under this Nothing Catchy podcast title. You can find this podcast literally anywhere you will get podcasts. That's going to be Apple, Spotify, Google, all over the place. I hope you all choose to subscribe to it and listen to it weekly. You know, I don't know you guys very well. I'll give a little introduction of who I am, since, like I said, I'm the new guy in the block here. It seems like everybody here knows Jake Prosser. You know, he's the guy, he's the glue who brought us all together. But I met Jake actually during my time at Walla Walla. I was a recruiter for Walla Walla University back in the day. And I was just super stoked for the Chiefs season. I'm a big Chiefs fan and I was new to Twitter. And so I put a picture of my Chiefs flag out front of my house and I just, you know, tagged Chiefs Kingdom and did hashtag Walla Walla, you know, those kind of things. And I had like no followers. And all of a sudden, somebody named Jake Prosser comments on there and says, "No way, I'm going to be going to college out there this fall." And I was like, "Oh, which college are you going to?" Because if you don't know, Walla Walla has three different colleges. There's the community college, there's Whitman College, and then there's Walla Walla University. And he goes, "Walla Walla University." I said, "No way, I'm going to be recruit there." And so that's when we first interacted with each other. It was actually via Twitter. He ended up coming out here, becoming a student at Walla Walla. And long roundabout way, we found out my wife is relatives of some other people that we were friends with in town who Jake is related to. So in a long, long, long marriage roundabout way, I'm related to Jake somehow. And we found each other via Twitter. So anyway, so that's just me. That's how I found Jake. I currently live up in Spokane though now. So I'm out of Walla Walla. Don't live there now. Different career, different path and everything, but still love the Chiefs, still love fantasy football. It's a fun game to play. I love the competitiveness. I love the strategy of it. There's so many different aspects to go into it. And so I'm just looking forward to playing with you guys this year. And yeah, if it gets real competitive, I mean, Jake said he's building us a trophy. So I might be shipping you, Jake, actually a base. I have a base of a trophy that I got from another guy I worked with. And so you can buy something and attach it to the top and it actually could be a pretty legit base for a trophy. So maybe I'll ship it out to you. Maybe if this league keeps getting competitive, we can keep increasing it, going from 8 players all the way up to 12. I think once we hit 12, that's when it starts to get really competitive. And, if you guys like it and everybody's having fun still, maybe we can flip it over to be a dynasty league where we get to keep our rosters and then do off-season trading. It can get real, real intense and it can be kind of fun. If anybody else is into the nerding out like I am on it. just a quick talk about what's going to happen for this podcast. You know, I want to give you guys an overview of what to expect, how often we plan to do it. Jake said he's going to try to join me for some of these podcasts, and we're thinking we're going to try to do them every Tuesday evening. That means you should be able to wake up Wednesday morning as waivers are clearing, or just before waivers are clearing. I think waivers go either Wednesdays or Thursday morning. And that way you can kind of listen to it, get an idea of like any injuries if what we'll talk about for that week, maybe help you with your waiver wires. But just in general, just kind of have a fun time of a recap about that week. I think each week though, you know, like I said, Jake may join us. I was thinking it'd be fun to do like a power rankings for each player or each team. Mainly because I've been in a lot of leagues where there've been some players or some teams who have been getting, they'll start out really rough. They'll have like one win and four losses, and they feel like they're have a terrible team and they want to trade away all their players. And when you look at their team and you look at how they're losing, they end up losing only by like 1 or 2 points. And then you look at the people that they've lost to and their highest scoring weekends, and you find that that team has just been playing everybody else's best weekend consecutively. And it's just the luck of it keeps falling against them, but they have a very strong team. And I think it'd be fun to still rank everybody's player, not necessarily by the win-loss record, because that would be too obvious, but who I think and who Jake thinks have the best teams, and kind of go from that. I think that'd be kind of fun thing to kind of shift it around, see how it goes, see how it changes throughout the year. Obviously, we'll talk about trash talking, you know, any transactions, you know, the person who trades for all Vikings players or person who trades for all Packers players or whatever. You know, we want to trash talk those good, you know, good calls and the bad calls all the same. So that'd be kind of fun. And then, like I said before, I want to go over like a quick injury each week, you know, just so everybody's kind of aware that, oh, Aaron Rodgers broke his leg last week. If you didn't hear about it, you know, you may want to bench him, kind of a thing. So yeah, we'll kind of go over that. That's kind of the general gist of what I was thinking we'd kind of go over. And then maybe after that, have a section of like Michael's rants where I just go off on a random topic for a little bit. That might be fun. Obviously in the realm of fantasy football though. And then also if I find any resources that I think you guys might find valuable, I think it'd be nice to have in there as well. And speaking of that, there are three quick tips. If you are unfamiliar with these three tips, then this could be very valuable. If you are familiar with these tips, you'll probably say this is obvious, which is perfectly fine by me. Number one, Sleeper app. If you don't have the Sleeper app on your phone, you should get it. They are what I have found to be one of the fastest notifications for anything that has happened. So trades or, you know, injuries or really anything like that, or even like rumors of who might be starting, who may be getting advantages over the other people, you know, especially when you get like running back by committee, getting notifications on that on a regular basis can be really valuable. So I highly recommend getting the Sleeper app. Like I said, it is probably one of the fastest notifications out there. The only thing that's faster is if you're on Twitter. That's number two. So try to be on Twitter if you can. I personally have been off of it for a while. Maybe I'll have to hop into it again solely for the NFL season. But if you follow all the major news outlets and you're on Twitter, you can usually like get all the beat writers for every team. If you follow every beat writer, you'll get a lot of inside information that maybe the main people like Ian Rappaport aren't really talking about. So follow all those people, follow your typical NFL resources, you know, like NFL.com, Ian Rappaport, all those fun people. But yeah, create your own, find the people who are trustworthy on Twitter and follow them and see how that helps you out. And the last one is to listen to different podcasts. Podcasts are sometimes the easiest and best way to, while you're driving to work, while you're at work, depending if you're allowed to have headphones in, whatever, listen to podcasts about people's perspectives on fantasy football. There's so many strategies out there. Some are right, some are not. And ultimately, you have to make that decision on what you think is your philosophy for fantasy football. There's fantasy football philosophies about when to draft a QB. Some people say don't draft a QB until like the round 8 or 9. You know, they think you can get a really good one that late. Some people will say, oh, you need to go running back, running back, running back for the first three picks. Don't get anything else but a running back. You know, it really depends on what you are wanting to do. Find those people that you trust. Find those people that you think have a lot of knowledge and you, like I said, trust them and follow them and listen to them. One of my personal favorites is the Fantasy Footballers. If you don't know them, super funny guys, easy to listen to, and pretty knowledgeable. They also have good breakdowns and stuff like that for players who they think are going to be busts or sleepers or things like that. So yeah, there you go. There's your three tips for fantasy football. If you don't know about those things or those resources, look into them, grab them. So I'm going to wrap up today's episode with one rant, and I promise I'll make it short. My rant is, the topic for today, is why the following scoring system for fantasy football is the best one you should do. So my personal opinion, from all my experience of playing fantasy football, the best and most fun scoring structure is as follows. A half-point PPR, 6-point passing touchdown, 2 wide receiver, running back, tight end flex positions. So you'll have 2 flex positions, but you'll be able to put a wide receiver, running back, or tight end in those 2 flex positions. No kickers and no defense. That's usually in a more competitive league. And then the waiver wire is FAB, which stands for free agent acquisition budget. So the reason why a half-point PPR is super valuable, in my opinion, is it allows running backs to be a much deeper pool. Without the half-point PPR, usually you're going to have maybe 10, maybe, good running backs. If you do a half-point PPR, that jumps to like 20. So then it makes it much higher scoring. It makes it much easier to be able to stay competitive in that position, especially when you have 2 more flex positions. So you could have up to 4 running backs playing. If people don't like that high scoring, having just 1 wide receiver flex, I think is good. So in our league, for example, we're only 8 teams. I think having a 2 wide receiver flex is going to be a better option, only because that allows us to have more players being played. Having only 8 players in this league, we're going to have some really good players on our bench regardless. And so having that extra flex spot, I think will be really valuable. So yeah, that's why I think having a half-point PPR is really valuable, is it creates more running back candidates, and it doesn't, you know, it also allows the wide receivers to actually be somewhat valuable as well, because many times wide receivers get a lot of catches but don't always get a lot of touchdowns. You know, you'll have a few players that get a lot of touchdowns and stuff like that, but it, again, it makes a lot more wide receivers more viable. You know, I'm thinking like Hunter Renfrow, for example. He was a guy who has got lots of targets, not very many touchdowns, but it didn't matter because he got so many targets, so many catches, it evened itself out, and it was like he was scoring touchdowns every week. He could keep up with a lot of other people. And so that's why I really like the half-point PPR. It really just evens out the wide receiver and running back balance. It really makes it nice and even. Now, the difference between the 6-point passing TD and the 4-point passing TD, biggest thing for me is I just think, you know, you're passing a touchdown, the person who receives it's getting 6 points, so the person passing it should get 6 points as well. That's kind of the short version of it. That one's the one thing I could probably let go. It doesn't really matter to me either way, but I kind of like high scoring games. Those are kind of fun, so that's why I like the 6-point touchdown. I've kind of already gone into the wide receiver flex position and why I think that's valuable, but again, just a quick recap, because we're in an 8-team league, I think having one more spot with a flex of wide receiver, running back, or tight end would be a make it much more interesting and allow you to be more flexible with your team and your roster. Once we get up to like 12 teams, 12 players in our league, at that point, I think only one flex would be necessary. But I could be convinced either way on that. And then the reason why I don't like kickers and defenses is because they are so... You have better luck just throwing a dart at a wall with a bunch of names and of kickers and defenses each week. There's probably 2 or 3 kickers who are consistently going to score between 6 and 9 points every week. Other than that, you're going to have spikes where you're going to get a kicker who scores 20 points, and then the very next week, or next 6 weeks, that scores 3, if you're lucky, or 1. So, I don't know. It's too sporadic, and it doesn't allow for any strategy or planning. But you know, some people like that. Some people like the fact that there is no skill in it and likes just the pure luck of the league. And so they like chaos. Those people, I think people who like kickers and defenses, I think just want to see the world burn. You know, that's just the way they would see it. They just love chaos and all that fun stuff. But yeah, either way, I think it's fine. But I always suggest, if possible, get rid of both of those two. And then finally, your waiver wire should be fab. The reason why I like fab, and for those who don't know what the difference is, so I'll real quick, there's three different types of like waiver options. There's your waiver priority. So every week or at the end of the week, you're given a priority. So if you have the highest record and the most points scored, you get the lowest priority that week for waiver wires. Now you can play it so that waiver wire resets every week. I don't like that one because that just kind of makes the people who are really being successful, it kind of screws them over and they're always at the end of the line. And I don't like that. I think there should be some reward for your hard work. So not really a fan of that version. So I like the waiver priority where each, you know, you can hold on to it. If you get the number one priority and you don't use it that week, you keep it for the following week. And I like that one because then that allows you to, if you're being successful and doing well and you don't need to use your waiver wire, you can hold on to it for that week where you lose your number one running back and you can get his replacement if he's on the waiver wire really quickly. On the flip side of that, that comes into where fab it comes in. Fab is you're given about $100. You think you can set that budget every, you know, depending on the league commissioner, but usually it's about $100 for the season. And you can toss in a zero bid on a guy. And if nobody else tosses in a bid, you get the guy for $0, right? But if there's a competitive guy, you know, say we'll use the Chiefs, for example, say Clyde Edwards-Helaire goes down and gets hurt. And the obvious replacement is Isaiah Pacheco. I think I said his name right. So, but he's not currently on anybody's roster. Then you could drop $90 on him and you'd have him, you know, depending on the severity of Clyde Edwards-Helaire's injury, depends on how much money you want to put down. And that allows for a lot of strategy. It also allows for that person who's at the very end and not doing very well. If that exact scenario comes up, they could drop their entire budget and they could all of a sudden have a top team. And it just is kind of nice because you have to save it because once it gets close to playoffs and the end of the year, it just requires more strategy and planning. And I kind of like it, but it's not for everybody. If you're a beginner to fantasy football or wanting to be competitive but not overly competitive, then I wouldn't suggest fab. But I personally like it. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot harder to do for sure. So with that, I've kind of been chatting already for about 20 minutes. So if you stayed and listened for the whole time, you're an awesome person. You're a rock star, and you're going to have good luck in the draft. I guarantee it. But I wish everybody the best of luck for this season. I am so excited for it. I'm excited to do this podcast with Jake throughout the year. I think it's just going to be super fun for everybody. And regardless of win or lose, we're going to have fun. So, and don't forget, let's go Chiefs, everybody.